Sure, and thanks for the question. I think there should be the address. It needs to be addressed from the fundamental source that we are going from an, or we are trying to go from an individual approach to a systemic approach. Now, what does it mean? And that is where the principal challenge lies, at least for now. How to implement that? That's a question for later. So, to start with, it would be helpful to appropriately articulate that how is systemic efficiency different from a sector by sector or an individualized approach. And in doing so, it then becomes apparent how our separate components connecting and reinforcing each other. So I gave the example of a city earlier. The fundamental objective there is to decarbonize, of which there are separate levers. In order to decarbonize, we have different levers. If we start from the source, that the electricity or the energy needs to be clean and or low carbon or low emissions, then that energy or that electricity ends up decarbonizing more if there are more applications for that electricity. So therein we introduce the value of electrification. So by more electrification, we are also incentivizing more and more green power to be, or green energy to be integrated. When we are now talking about electrification, having the infrastructure, whether it is for vehicle charging or whether it is advanced metering and digital backbone, etc., that makes the system more resilient, more secure, more responsive, and more flexible. So that increases the demand for green power as well and creates a strong backbone for electricity, for electrification. Thirdly, building energy efficiency. So if we build those sort of attributes in buildings which reduce the demand for electricity and energy, then that is also achieving twin objectives of decarbonizing as well as reducing the costs of capex, etc., upstream. So this sort of a flow that articulates from source to energy source or demand source, how are different components of the system both connecting and reinforcing this similar objective of lower emissions or decarbonization. So I think that would be an essential first step to conceptualize the value of systemic efficiency.